8 points for Rodney Williams. 19-point lead, the biggest of the night, and the Gophers still in a full-court press. You can see that Tubby Smith tipping his hand to the rest of the country right now. He wants to pressure the basketball. Berthine, right wing for the Beavers. Tesdall, shot clock down to 12. Berthine gets it back now in the left corner. Not much movement here for BSU offensively. Ellisor drives in, kicks it back. Berthine, shot clock 3. Berthine, 3-bomb, kaboom! David Berthine with 16 points on 4 3-pointers. 61-45. Sampson. 3-point arc right at the top of the key. We'll hand it off to Andre Hollins. He'll dribble towards the left. Right now for Austin Hollins. Over for Rodney Williams. Shot from about 18. In and out, no good. Rebound goes to Tesdall of the Beavers. 6:20 to play here in the second half. 61-45. Bounce pass goes inside for Ellisor. He tries to use a little quickness against Sampson. He'll kick it back out for Tesdall. Tesdall finds Ellisor. Spots up from 3. Kaboom! James Ellisor. That is a big mismatch there. As Sampson is guarding Ellisor. Sampson's not quick enough to guard you 22 feet away. 61-48. 5:50 to play here in the ballgame. Mabakwe, top of the key for the Gophers. Pass goes inside Austin Hollins. Spots up on shallow. Shot no good. Defensive rebound by Berthine. Good positioning there. Beavers are going to run. Shallow. Back for Tesdall. Top of the key. 5:30 to play. 61-48. Ellisor, top of the key. Tries a crossover dribble on Sampson. Dribble drive, no good. And a foul is going to be called, I believe, on Rodney Williams. As Ryan Cannell had the positioning on him defensively. Second personal on Williams. Team foul number 8. Gophers had just 2 fouls in the first half. Cannell hits the first end of the bonus. 5:21 to play here in the ballgame. 61-49. Second free throw, Cannell, good. Cannell did not attempt a free throw a year ago. Give him 4. Andre Hollins, lob pass inside to Sampson. Quick double team, not enough. Sampson turnaround, off the glass, and good. Sampson a game high for the Gophers, 15 points. The leading scorer for anybody is David Berthine. He's got 4 3-pointers and 16 points. Berthine back for Shallow. 3-bomb on the way. Kaboom! Jake Shallow. Give him 4 3-pointers and 12 points. 63-53. It's back to 10. All this with Mabakwe and Sampson on the floor. And Rodney Williams, he's got it now. Sampson, left elbow, shot, forced, no good. Berthine gets the rebound. Gets it to Shallow. The Beavers want to run. Tesdall has it on the right wing. Back up top of the key now, Berthine. Berthine spots up from 25. Off the iron, no good. Picked up by Rodney Williams. Outlet pass, Andre Hollins. He goes coast to coast. Hollins with a half a dozen. Lead 12, 65-53. Ellisor dribbles it into the paint, lost control, picks it up. Back for Tesdall. Now Shallow, deep right wing. Steps back behind the arc, feeds Tesdall. Shot clock at 15. Tesdall drives left, kicks back up. Berthine, wide open, 3-bomb, got it. Berthine with a game-high 19 points. 65-56, 3:44 to play. The Beavers have it to 9. And this with the starting 5 out there for the Gophers. Foul called inside the paint on Ellisor. Rodney Williams will shoot free throws. Third personal on Ellisor. He just got tied up there inside the paint. Final media timeout here. 3:37 to go here in the second half. 65-56. Bemidji State. David Berthine just lighting it up from the outside. 19 points for Berthine, 12 for Shallow, 12 for Ellisor. Beaver certainly haven't had a lot of guys score. Krebs has one, Walters has four, Floyd has two, Tesdall only has two. Ryan Cannell's got four, but other than that, nothing for the Beavers, but they're within 9 points of the Gophers with 3:37 left. I am Matt Bowen. I'm very, very happy with how things have kind of played out here in this ball game. Some first half shooting woes. Beavers shot just 33% in the first half. They're up to 42% now for the game. Of the 65 points for the Gophers, 42 of those points in the paint. Sampson with 15, Mabakwe with 15. That's 30 of the 42 right there. The Beavers really putting a scare into this starting unit for the Gophers here recently. 65-56. Gophers at the line to shoot. Rodney Williams with 8 points. Perfect 4 for 4 from the free throw line. He'll shoot two. Gophers shoot two the rest of the night. First free throw is good. Back to a 10-point lead for Minnesota. Omni Williams, again, perfect tonight, 5 for 5. He was a 50% free throw shooter a year ago, and he drains that one as well. He's got 10. 6 out of 6 from a guy that shot 50% from the free throw line a year ago. Ellisor crosses half court, dribble drive, has the ball tapped away by Mabakwe, a turnover. Gophers run. Ahanamisi, stolen away there by Jake Shallow. Joe Coleman drove right into the paint, and Shallow just picked his pocket. Berthine, left corner, dribble drive against Mabakwe. Oh, a floater is good. Berthine with 21 points. That guy can just flat out shoot. 67-58. Inside of three to play, Ahanamisi. Top of the key for Armelin to the Gophers. Crossover dribble, kicks it back. Ahanamisi on the left, dribbles it in. Loses control, tapped out of bounds. Last touch by either Shallow or Tesdall. It'll be Gopher basketball. And Matt Bowen wants a timeout. 67-58. Lead is 9 with 2:49 to play here in the second half. Beaver Radio Network scoring summary brought to you by John LeBron and State Farm Insurance. Beaver Radio Network also brought to you by Pepsi Nye Bottling, by Paul Bunyan Communications, and by Rogers Wireless. 2:49 to play here in the second half. The Beavers with two timeouts left. Gophers with three. David Berthine with 10 points at the half. He's got 11 here in the second half. He leads all scorers. It'll be Gopher basketball underneath their own basket. Tesdall, Berthine, Shallow, Cannell, and Ellisor. Ahanamisi to Coleman, left wing. Sampson, wide open, baseline left from 10. Blanked it off the iron. Rebound goes to David Berthine. Tesdall, left side, still has his dribble. Puts the ball on the floor. Goes towards the left. Ellisor, ball tapped out of his hands by Williams and off of the fingertips of Ellisor. Matt Bowen wanted a foul on the way up. He didn't get one. Two 2:18 to play. Ahanamisi dribbles left. Back up top of the key. Sampson alley-oop to Trevor Mabakwe. Omakwe with 17, and the lead is back to 11. Nobody can keep up with the speed of Trevor Mbakwe tonight. Tesdall. Left side for Shallow. Ball tapped back into the backcourt. Tesdall will get it. Shot clock at 16. Tesdall picks up his dribble, finds Ellisor on the right wing. Ellisor dribbles in, kicks it back out now for Cannell. Cannell turns around, hands it off to Tesdall. Tesdall right back out for Cannell. Three-pointer is off the iron left, no good. 90 seconds to play. Mbakwe out for Ahanamisi. Over for Coleman. Ahanamisi has it now on the right wing. Draws a double team. Finds Mbakwe at the top of the key. Picked up by Coleman now. Coleman drives inside of the paint. Uncontested by Ellisor. Ellisor has three fouls. And it's 71-58. Quick three-pointer by Berthien is off the iron. He got hit on the hand as he shot. No call. Final minute of the game. Coleman back for Ahanamisi. On the left, back for Coleman. Ahanamisi, entry pass goes inside for Sampson. Sampson the third, turnaround jumper. Ellisor picks up the rebound. 42 seconds left, 71-58. Timeout taken by the Beavers. The Beavers will put the three-point shooters in there right now. Brock Tesdall will check into the game for Bemidji State. Substitution for the Gophers, Chip Armelin. Brock and Bryce Tesdall, Berthien, Ellisor, and Cannell. 41.6 seconds left. Beavers with one timeout. How would you like to be Brock Tesdall? You're a freshman. You come into the game in the final minute at the Minnesota Golden Gophers. Beavers down 71-58. Ball goes off the hands of Cannell, picked up by the Gophers. Oshenkis will kick it over now to the right for Armelin. Armelin bothered there by Ellisor. The ball is tapped out of bounds. Last touched by Chip Armelin. It'll be Beaver basketball. 21.4 seconds to play. 71-58. Bryce Tesdall trots it across the timeline. Over for Brock. Brock Tesdall. Right-handed dribble. Guarded there by Coleman. Finds Bryce. Berthien, top of the key. Back now for Brock Tesdall. Gets a screen. Dribbles towards the right. Finds Bryce. Bryce Tesdall comes in. Threw it right out of bounds. Looking for Ellisor, cutting across the baseline. 2.6 seconds left. Gophers lead 71-58, and that does it.